Etios Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Daled 1:14, the last of the Perek and the last of the four cases in which Beis Hillel changed their position to go like Beis Shammai. Like the other cases, we're like running all over Kol Torah Kula. The topic of this Mishnah has to do with the transfer of Tumah by Ohel. And really, this Mishnah kind of appears in a simpler form in Maseches Kelim, Perek Tes. 9:2 of Maseches Kelim. But anyways, let me give you sort of an orientation. I'll say the Mishnah kind of outside like I did previously, and that'll hopefully make it as clear as possible. There are four categories of Tumah recipients, four categories of things that can become Tame. Adam, people, Kelim, utensils, Ochlin, food, and Mashkin, drink. Now, when it comes to Kelim, so there are like kind of, there are seven industrial materials by which you can make utensils. And they are, I'll just listen for you. You have beged, which is essentially woven fabric. Sock, that's basically hair from goats. Matechet, metal utensils. Or, this is from animal hides. Etzem, the hard materials of animals like bones and hooves. And eitz, wood. Those are the first six. And those are called, collectively, utensils made of those six materials are called Kli Shetef, because those kelim can be like immersed in a mikvah to become tahor. There's a seventh industrial material by which you can make kelim, which is called cheres, earthenware, clay. Okay, and an earthenware vessel, fired clay, is a little different than the others. It's not considered to be Kli Shetef because it can't go to a mikvah to become tahor. Meaning, once a earthenware vessel, a clay vessel, becomes tame, then nothing can do with it to make it tahor again. Now, one other interesting feature of the kli cheres, the earthenware vessel, is that unlike the others, it doesn't become tame through like direct contact with a tumah source. Meaning, if you have a wood or metal cup and a dead rat touches the cup, so then the cup becomes tame. If the dead rat is sort of suspended in the airspace of the cup, so then the wood or metal cup stays tahor. In contrast, when it comes to an earthenware vessel, the outer surface of it doesn't really allow it to become tame. So if the dead rat touches the outer surface of a earthenware cup, the cup would stay tahor. Whereas if the dead rat is suspended within the toch, the airspace within the earthenware vessel becomes tame. So it gets tame through its airspace within it. Now the Torah specifies that when it comes to a earthenware vessel, which is sealed tightly, samid pasil. Pasil is like a seal. The English word seal, sealed closed, if pasil is a Hebrew word. And samid means like snug, tight, like snugly sealed, tightly sealed. So meaning if you like sort of put cement or something and seal off the top of the cup, and it's an earthenware cup, so it has no, there's no access to its toch, its airspace within the cup. It's sealed from the outside. So then there's no way for tumah to get in there. And that being the case, even if you're in an ohel hames, meaning we said that when it comes to one of the seven ways by which tumah can be transferred is called ohel, which means essentially you're over, under, or under the same roof as a corpse or a significant portion of a corpse. So everything under that same roof would become tameh. So all the wood and metal utensils become tameh. Now, the earthenware vessels, if they're tzamid pasil, if they've been sealed from the outside, snugly, so then the tumah, even in ohel, doesn't convey to that kli, which means everything under the roof becomes tumah, except for the earthenware vessels that are sealed. More than that, whatever's inside the earthenware vessels are protected from the tumah. So if you have, for argument's sake, a cup of coffee, and the cup of coffee then is sealed from the outside in a tzamid pasil, in an earthenware vessel, so the coffee remains tahor. Same goes if you have like a thimble, you know, a sewing thimble. If you have a thimble and the thimble is inside the cup and the cup is sealed, somebody puts seal, so then the thimble stays tahor. Now that's true if and only if both the kli, the earthenware cup, and whatever is sealing it, the patil, the seal on the kli, are tahor. If they're tahor, they remain tumah impervious. Once a kli becomes tameh, if you have a tameh cup anyways, then the tumah of tumas ohel will go right through the cup. Okay, fine. That's the backstory over here. Now, if something becomes tameh, so the process to be metaher it, to purify it, is usually to put into a mikveh, and then certainly by the time night falls, that thing that you put in the mikveh becomes tahor. An important exception to that rule is if something becomes tame from exposure to a corpse, in which case, even through ohel. If that's the case, whether it's maga, masa, or ohel, if the utensil becomes tame mace, and becomes tame through contact or sharing an ohel with a corpse, so then the mikveh is not enough. It has to first be sprinkled with this like mechatas, this water from the paraduma, the red heifer, on day 3 and day 7 prior to immersion in the mikveh. Now, if you don't know, period. Okay, fine. Now, our mission is going to say, okay, so sorry, more background. The Chazal divided the world into two kinds of people, the chaverim and the am ha'aretz. A chaver means a colleague, someone from the inn club, and an am ha'aretz means like a people of the rest of the people of the land. Salt of the earth. Now, almost everyone is considered an Am Ha'aretz unless he formally commits to live by the strict rules of Tumah Tahara, of purity, that the Chaverim keep. Okay? Now, Chazal assume that everyone is the Am Ha'aretz unless otherwise, you know, they formally commit otherwise. And therefore, the rabbis treat every Am Ha'aretz who really isn't, like, you know, wise necessarily in the ways of Tumah Tahara, they treat them, Durabanan, as being avosatuma, sources of tuma themselves, which means the chaver will assume that everything that belongs to the am ha'aretz, all his food, all his drink, all his utensils, are all tummy. Okay? Now, a chaver would really have limited interaction with his am ha'aretz neighbor because of the tuma issue, so therefore the am ha'aretz would never have a meal with his, you know, am ha'aretz neighbor. They wouldn't share food. However, it seems they would share utensils. I guess utensils in short supply. So if Mrs. Chaver needs a thimble to do her sewing, she might borrow a thimble from her next-door neighbor, Mrs. Am Ha'aretz. Now, Mrs. Chaver then will take the thimble and put it into the mikveh, and it'll be tahor. Fine. Now, the reason why the Am Ha'aretz are treated as tameh and everything that they have is tameh is not because we think that they're dishonest or they have any sort of, you know, ill will, or they just simply don't know the halachas well enough to be trusted, but they are believed at what they say. Now, when the neighbor, Mrs. Chaver, borrows a thimble from her neighbor, the Am Ha'aretz, she trusts the Am Ha'aretz to say the thing is, if she says it's tahor, she'll still assume it's time by the mikvah will be enough. She would expect that if it really was tamei from a corpse, then the Am Ha'aretz would inform Mrs. Chaver that this thimble is tameh from a corpse and needs to have the tara performed on it, meaning, you know, even and mikvah wouldn't be enough. She'd be expected to say that, so now here's the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah is, what would happen if the Am Ha'aretz woman is very good about keeping her cup tahor, and she wants to keep a thimble tahor for the sake of her neighbor, so she keeps her thimble inside the cup, and she keeps the cup tamid pasil, sealed tightly. So even though grandma died in the house and everything became tame, the good news is the earthenware cup that was tamid pasil will protect its contents, and the thimble on the inside is tahor, and she can lend it happily to her chaver neighbor. Okay, the problem is, since the rabbi said that everything that the Am Ha'aretz has is assumed to be tameh, because we assume that she's an avatuma. Therefore, we'll assume that her cup, her earthenware cup, is tameh, at least in the Rabbanan, and therefore, even though it's tamid pasil, sealed tightly, since it's already tameh, it's not an effective shield against ohel, against the tumah that it transfers through the tent, the ohel. And therefore, although midoraisa, and as far as the best intentions of Mrs. Am Ha'aretz are concerned, the thimble in the cup is tahor, but really, at least midorabanan, it's tameh and tameh mace. It's tameh from like exposure to corpse tumah through ohel. Now, since the Am Ha'aretz neighbor doesn't think that's the case, when the chaver neighbor comes to borrow the thimble, she won't notify her that this thimble is tameh. And while the neighbor will assume it's tameh, she'll assume it's just tameh, that the kind of tumah that can go, it's cliche, if it go in the mikvah and be done, and she won't realize it needs to have the Mechata's process on day 3 and day 7, and therefore she'll be misled and come to stumble in keeping her tahara. And therefore the rabbis are going to say, bottom line of the Mishnah, that when it comes to a tzamid pasil, earthenware utensil, it will protect against tuma conveying to any food or liquid or even a kli shetef that goes, that's in the cup, when it, that was sealed in the cup, because there's no worst case scenario. Whatever the an am haaretz will do what they do, and they do whatever they do. The chaverim would never take food anyways for, or drink from the am haaretz, and if they take utensil, they'll, you know, a kli shetef, earthenware vessel, they'll, they wouldn't borrow it because it's tummy. But as far as kli shetef goes, like a metal thimble or something, they would borrow it, and therefore we're going to protect the chaverim by saying that am haaretz, whatever you have, like your thimble inside your sealed earthenware container, it's tummy anyways. The tzomen pasil sealed earthenware container doesn't protect tumah spread, and therefore the chaverim will be protected. That's sort of the whole Mishnah in a nutshell outside, okay? Inside, let's see the Mishnah, that's a little more involved. It says, Kli cheres matzil al hakol, kedivri beis hillel. Beis hillel's position for starting is, if you have a sealed earthenware utensil, whatever's inside of it is protected from tumah in an ohel, even if there's a corpse in the ohel. Again, as long as the cup is tahor and the seal is tahor. Ubeis hillel, excuse me, ubeis shammai omrim, Eino matzil el ala ochlen vala mashkin val kli cheres. Beis Shammai say, no, we'll only let an earthenware sealed container protect from tumah for food and drink that's inside the cup, the container, the sealed earthenware container, and a kli cheres other, you know, if you have a shot glass made out of earthenware inside the cup, that will assume also can be tahor because anyways, it's fine. The no chaver is going to borrow that stuff anyways. So, but not for a metal thimble, for example. That will assume it's tummy. We'll assume it's tummy. So now, Amar Lehem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say, Mipnei Ma, what are you talking about? The Torah says that a sealed container is impervious, or a sealed earthenware container is impervious to tumah. So why would you say the thimble is tummy? Amar Lehem Beis Shammai, Mipnei Shehu Tamei Al Gav Ama Aretz, Vein Kli Tamei Chotzeitz. Because we're talking clear about Ama Aretz's cup, and therefore it'll be a tame cup, and therefore it won't prevent tumah spreading into it, and therefore the thimble will become tame, and the Ama Aretz will think it's tahor, but and give it to the neighbor, but really it's tame. So Amrahim Beis Hillel say, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. Valo tihartem ochlo mashkim shibasocho. How can you say that the kli that's sealed, earthenware utensil that's sealed, protects its contents if the contents are food or drink from becoming tummy, but if it's a metal thimble, it doesn't. No, it doesn't add up. Amar lehem beis shammai, kishetiharnu ochlim umashkim shebesocho. Yeah, because says beis shammai, when we said we can assume that the food and drink that's inside the earthenware vessel is tahor, laatmo tiharnu. So who's going to eat that food and drink that drink? Only an amaret, so let him do what he's going to do. No chavra is going to eat or drink it, so we're not worried about them. But when we say that the thimble, a kli that's inside the sealed earthenware container, is tahor, when really it might have been tummy, because the earthenware container really might have been tummy, because we assume that the amaretz is tummy. So then, tahar to lacha velo. We didn't just say it tahor for him, lo, for him, the amaretz, but also lacha, for you, Beis Hillel, the tamnicham, the chaverim. In other words, this is to protect a chaver from coming to stumble, because they'll think it's tahor, but really it's tame, or they'll think it's tame, but just a tumah that could be relieved for by putting in a mikvah, which is not the case, because they won't know. So therefore, in order to protect the chaverim, we're going to say that all containers do not protect kli shetef, things that can go into a mikvah, lest the chaver fall into that trap, and that will apply for all containers, whether talking about the container of an amaretz or even the container of a chaver, because the point is, if the chaver is treated different than the amaretz will learn from him. So yeah, we're sort of assuming that the amaretz like learn some things and they know a lot, but not enough. It's like a little bit of knowledge, a dangerous thing. And therefore we say, across the board, all earthenware vessels, midrabanan, will not, even if they're something pasil, will not protect their contents, if we're talking about the contents, which is a kli shetef, the kind of utensil which can go into a mikvah. And Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kadivri Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel say, yeah, that makes sense. We should protect the chaverim. Therefore, they switched their position. And they ruled like Beis Shammai that a sealed earthenware vessel, Midrabanan, will not protect a utensil that's inside of it from an ohel at mace if the thing that's inside of it could go into the mikvah, lest the chaver borrow it and make the mistake of going to the mikvah without realizing it has to go into a full 7-day tahor process with a paraduma water.